from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kirk Herbstreit went on the Pat McAfee show. You ever heard of that?
The little show.
He's going back. To College Game Day, Pat McAfee is.
He is.
Yeah, he'll be on there. And so will Kirk Herbstreit. But Herbstreit went on the Pat McAfee show, and he laid down quite the task at hand for a new arrival in the Big Ten.
It's like the season didn't even happen. You know, it's no one's talking about Sharon Moore in Michigan, well, other than their own fans.
Well, that's because in the Big Ten this year, it's Ohio State's time.
That's right.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Oregon.
That Columbus.
Look out for old Oregon. Look out for the old Oregon.
We can look out for everybody in the Big Ten.
Coach Lanning is actually going to be in here tomorrow. Coach Lanning's going to be in studio tomorrow. I cannot wait to chat with him.
I may have Oregon. I may have Oregon winning it all.
Ohio State.
Breaking! That's a big deal.
That is.
We knew it wouldn't be Florida State.
If you quote my ass on that, I said I may have Oregon winning it all.
Can we have a drop of "if you quote my ass on that"?
that was Brian Windhorst with the Windy "Don't aggregate me."
Yeah. Or just see if it works if you just shorten it down to "quote my ass on that." Because I love that out of Kirk Herbstreit. If you quote my ass on that, no. The Big Ten is going to be absolutely loaded. I think that when you look at everything that is being talked about whether it's conference championship, preseason rankings in the Big Ten conference, or what we're going to be looking at in the college football playoff, it is truly going to be the war of attrition throughout the world of college football this year. Because think about it in these terms. You have a 12-game conference schedule. That is a war of attrition in and of itself. Then you have the potential of, if you're going to be a college football playoff team, you are going to be likely playing in the conference championship game. There's game number 13. Then you have, if you lose that conference championship game and you are outside of the top four seeds, then you're looking at it as you have to play the round of 12, the round of 8, the round of 4, in the round of 2, the championship game. There's 4 additional games in there. You're looking at, is it 18 games that we just got to? Think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, or 17 games? 17 games where you're going to have to. And that is a war of attrition that we have not seen in the world of major college football before. We've seen it in the FCS level, because the national champ in the FCS level will play a 16-game schedule, your likely national champion in college football for the FBS is going to be 16 games because you'll win your conference, go to the conference championship game, be a top four seed, so you eliminate one of those games off. So you're looking at 16 games. None of these guys have done that. None of them. Unless last year you went to, was it Montana or South Dakota State, and then you transferred up and you're playing. You've never played a 16-game college football schedule before.
It's going to be interesting, the, I want to say, mitigation of injuries and getting beat up, but how teams go about this, because the style points has always impacted college football, and you're going to have to balance style points versus just getting out of there healthy.
Yes.
During the regular season.
See, and with the 12-team playoff, though, I don't know if style points are going to matter.
As much?
As much, unless you are on the cusp. Like, if you're a team that wants to get into the playoffs, but you know you're not going to be playing in your conference championship game, and I'm just solely speaking from the Big Ten SEC perspective. I think if you are Oregon State or Washington State or any group of five school, you're going to need the style points. If you are in the Big 12 and you're not just running away with the conference, yeah, you're going to have the style points. I think in the Big 10 and the SEC, though, style points aren't going to have to matter as much because of the gauntlet that you have to go through, no matter who you are, you know? And that's why you look at a school like Rutgers, who misses the top four teams in the conference this year, in the Big 12, Big 10, they don't play Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, or Penn State this year. Like, that is favorable. But you know who they have to play? They got to play Washington. They got to play USC. They got to play Iowa. They got to play Wisconsin. Like, it's going to be a really damn tough schedule, no matter how you slice it, in either the Big 10 or the SEC now. And I think it is so far, we are so far away from any of that, because we don't know how many injuries. But I'll say, if you're an Oregon fan, if you're an Ohio State fan, Georgia, the fact that there's depth there and you can withstand an injury or two at any position group, that's a good place to be, man. And that's why people speak so highly of those schools.
Yep.
Right now.
And now you know why or where things are going to stand going forward as it pertains to the roster limits at 105.
Yeah. 105 scholarship players. And then, like, that was something that we talked with Pete Thamel about. He was like, yeah, 105 scholarships, and then your walk-on numbers could be really large because of, you know, the walk-on program at Nebraska. You have the walk-on program at Texas A&M, which they take a ton of pride in. You could see those numbers really ballooning on those rosters.
It's like when Jesuit used to show up back in the day in high school. And at a high school football game in Oregon, and unload, you know, 85 to 90 kids. You were like, wait, what? What is this?
You just got a lot more people playing football there.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the ticket. They're on scholarships, too.
You weren't wrong.
Some of them. Come on. Jesuit, Central Catholic. They get a bad rap. I think they get a bad rap.
They deserve it.
Okay, that's fair.
I, for one, as a Beaverton High School alumnus, can solemnly say that Jesuit does not get a bad rap.
Doesn't get a bad enough one?
Yeah, it's...
I went to Glencoe. I mean, I'm with you guys on that. You know?
It is what it is.
I mean, we were the butt of the, that's okay, that's all right, that's okay, you'll be working for us someday chants quite often.
It's tough.
Yeah. It's even tougher when you lose by 20, and then they're still doing that chant. It's like, yeah, we know.
Yeah. Thanks for rubbing it in, jerk.
We know. Oh, man. But that, look, the momentum around Oregon right now, it is, the wave is growing.
It's also real pressure.
Yeah, it is. And they got to live up to it. And I think that's something that, you know, Lanning talks about quite often, is that this is where you want your program to be. Mm-hmm. And you want those expectations, because that tells the players and the coaches that they're all, and the fan base, that you're doing something right. You are on the right track. You've been building depth. You've been accumulating talent. And now you have to go out and you have to prove it. And that's why, you know, we're talking about this new world of college football being completely different, in that you're going to have 16 games that you're going to be playing if you want to be crowned national champion. 16, 17 games, buddy, that is a lot of football. That is a lot of football, and there are very few teams that are built to withstand that. And that's where I think the great excitement for me in the 12-team playoff is that first round on campuses, mm-hmm. where if an upset does happen, all right, does that team who upset...
Does it propel?
Do they have the ability to withstand the attrition that comes with getting beat down and worn out in a conference championship game, then that first game of the playoff, and then you go and you finally have to play one of the top four seeds who've been sitting idle, and they're rested. They're ready to go. You know, that's going to be the intriguing part to me is...
We could have the best conversation in sports, Dusty. Rest versus rust.
That's right. But it's also... Did they get too beat up, and can they withstand the length of the season that it's going to be now? Because the season's long. Season is very, very long in college football now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.